Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from iWeb English Radio. In this program, we try to talk about some of the great features and characteristics of our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and take these lessons out of his character as patterns and examples in our ordinary life, and make use of them and follow them as Muslims. Well, today our subject for talk is about the courage of our dear Prophet. Courage is one of the noblest characteristics of men, you know, and it is a sign of strength, and the dignity of the ummah depends on it. For this reason, the strong believer is better and more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the weak one. Courage is the quality of those who are strong and not intimidated by fear and are not weak or feeble. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most courageous of the men, as the armies of his enemies and the leaders of the disbelievers fled when they had to face him in many decisive confrontations. He would face difficult situations and hardship with a steadfast heart and strong faith. Anas, one of the companions of the Holy Prophet, narrated about the bravery of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with an incident that happened to the people of Medina. One night, they were terrified when they heard a loud noise, so they set out to know the cause of it. On their way, they were met by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was riding a horse, carrying his sword, ready to defend the people against any intruders. He confronted the people of Medina, saying, "Do not be afraid." This shows how courageous the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, as he went out before the people did so, so as to know what has happened in order to reassure and calm them. Another aspect of the courage of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is demonstrated by his standing up against the injustice and inequalities of his time, advocating for the rights of the marginalized and oppressed. His teachings on social justice and compassion are as a reflection of his courage and commitment to creating a more just and equitable society. Throughout his prophetic mission, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced immense challenges and opposition from the powerful elites of the society, who were threatened by his message of monotheism and social justice. Despite the threats and persecution he faced, he remained steadfast in his faith and continued to spread the message of Islam with unwavering courage. He endured pain and suffering from 13 long years in Mecca, inviting people to Islam without once being overawed by the sheer force and numbers of arrogant jahiliyyah. And all this single-handedly, without any group of supporters except his few weak but devoted followers. After migrating to Medina, he organized an army to defend against the idolaters, and he himself led the faithful in many battles against overwhelming odds, always coming out victorious. The battles of Badr, Khandaq, Uhud, Khaybar, Hunayn, and the conquest of Mecca were some of these events. Prophet Muhammad's faithful and equally brave cousin, Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was the standard bearer in several decisive battles, and who, while defending Islam and the Prophet, sent many bullies of ignorant Arabia to the eternal fire, describes messenger's bravery in this way. He said, You have beheld me on the day of Badr. All of us took refuge with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and he was the nearest one to the enemy ranks. He was on that day the bravest of all. Let's have a short break and we will be back in no time.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Like Muhammad from iRibe English Radio. We are talking about the courage of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in different occasions and how it bewildered people. Now let's talk about some more aspects of the courage of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam during his lifetime. You know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam displayed great courage in the face of personal and physical danger as well. For example, when he and his followers were faced to flee Mecca and seek refuge in Medina, Prophet himself was the last to leave, ensuring that all his followers had safely departed before he left himself. He also demonstrated bravery during the Battle of Hunain, where his leadership and courage helped to turn the tide of the battle in favor of the Muslims. During the most difficult defeat of the Muslims in front of the enemy in the Battle of Uhud, we see that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained courageous. He met Ubay ibn Khalaf, who said, "Either I kill him," he meant killing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "or I will be killed." So the people said, "O Messenger of Allah, do you mind if one of us confronts him?" The Messenger of Allah replied, "Leave him be." But when he drew nearer, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the spear and raised it high. One companion said, "We flew away from him like the flies on the back of a camel fly away when east rises." The Prophet then faced Ubay and speared him in his neck so strongly that Ubay fell from his horse, rolling over and over again. Ubay ibn Khalaf died on the way back to Mecca. Now let's have a break and we will be back soon.
بلغ العلا بكماله كشفت جا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Like Muhammad from iRibe English Radio. You know, we were talking about some occasions that our dear Prophet showed great courage, as he was a courageous person, of course. You know, our Prophet was not just courageous in the physical sense, but also in his willingness to stand for what was right, even when it was unpopular or went against the prevailing norms of the society. For example, he spoke out against the practice of burying infant girls alive, which was a common practice in pre-Islamic Arabia. He also advocated for the rights of the slaves and women, challenging the prevailing society hierarchy and promoting equality and justice. He also showed great courage in his interactions with people from different backgrounds and beliefs. He was also known for his kindness and compassion and forgiveness, even towards those who had treated him and his followers with hostility and violence. For example, when he returned to Mecca after years of exile, he forgave the people who had driven him out and conquered the city peacefully. The third occasion is about the Prophet, who also demonstrated great courage in his spiritual and moral convictions. For example, he refused to compromise on his beliefs or teachings, even when faced with intense pressure or persecution. He also forgave his enemies and showed compassion towards those who had wronged him, demonstrating a deep commitment to the principles of love, mercy, and forgiveness. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a shining example of leadership, both in terms of his courage and his humility, treated all people with respect and compassion. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafiq.